We're in the final days of the regular legislative session. The session constitutionally has to end June 15th. The governor and legislature are at a standoff. The financial dilemma in the state general fund has not been addressed and is still up in the air. As the session began 4 months ago, Governor Robert Bentley was the first to cry wolf. No Republican likes to say the word tax, much less propose such a solution, or vote for such a blasphemous resolution. The governor is a lifelong Republican, and over two-thirds of the legislature, both House and Senate, are members of the GOP. And these folks are real Republicans. Therefore, Governor Bentley's appeal to bolster the budget does not stir the hearts of a good many of these Republican Tea Party stalwarts. That's despite a list of objectives like saving our bare-bones Medicaid program, keeping the federal government from taking over our prisons, closing our state parks, and doing away with state troopers and highways. However, over the course of the session, about half of the Republicans realized that Governor Bentley wasn't kidding. They've come to the realization that something has to be done, and we really do have to provide some semblance of state services. They never have given Governor Bentley's $540 million tax package any consideration. His tax increase proposals have not even been given a hearing. He had a hard time even getting a sponsor. Even if Bentley is a voice in the wilderness, they have bought into the concept and belief that something has to be done for the beleaguered general fund. We are not alone in this budget crisis. At least 22 other states project budget shortfalls for the coming fiscal year. State Senator Dale Morris, the present pro tem of the state Senate, came forward with a bold move. The Senate leader has proposed offering a constitutional amendment for the people of the state to vote on having a state lottery. The House seems somewhat disorganized for the first time since Mike Hubbard became Speaker. The Speaker seems to have lost some of his control. In an awkward move, Hubbard proposed a hodgepodge tax plan that gave protection to the Indian Gambling Syndicate, who desperately want to keep their monopoly on gambling in the state. Polling shows if a lottery gets to a vote of the people, it would pass. We're only one of two states in America who derive no revenue from gambling. We're at a stalemate in the waning hours of the session. It looks like a special session may be necessary to resolve the budget crisis. For APR News, I'm Steve Flowers in Tuscaloosa.